Nolte, media confirmed two more right-wing conspiracy theories, lab leak, Portland. By John Nolte on June 2, 2021. Oh, look. Leftists really are destroying Portland and the China virus lab leak theory is looking like a real possibility. How about that? But the corrupt corporate media have been telling me for the better part of a year that to suggest either was engaging in the spreading of dangerous right-wing conspiracy theories. In fact, to even suggest such a thing, most especially the lab leak, was considered such a danger to American democracy. Our fascist tech lords not only blacklisted such talk, they blacklisted many of those who dared spread these ideas, and did so while the fake media pounded away with their fake fact checks. Well, let me just say. Ahem. Yes, once again, just as we saw with Governor Andrew Grandma Slayer Cuomo's nursing home policy, and the deep state ginning up a coup using the Russia collusion hoax, and the Obama administration illegally spying on Donald Trump, and Democrats locking down their states to meddle in the 2020 presidential election, we now have two more right-wing conspiracy theories have just been proven not only to not be conspiracy theories, but in the case of Portland, 100% true, and in the case of the China lab leak theory, a perfectly reasonable assumption that looks more likely by the day. We'll start with Portland. Far left Washington Post, July 2020. Violent protest clashes turn Portland into a right-wing boogeyman. Far left Guardian, August 2020. Portland suffers serious street violence as far-right return prepared to fight. Far left Vanity Fair, July 2020. Conservative media seizes on Portland as burning narrative. Far left Oregonian, July 2020. Feds, right-wing media paint Portland as city under siege. A tour of town shows otherwise. Far left Gnal, July 2020. Right-wing media plays up Portland protest violence. Far left ABC, NBC, CBS. I could go on until we run out of internet, but you get the point. As the domestic, left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter ravaged Portland, the establishment media launched a coordinated gaslighting campaign to convince anyone still stupid enough to believe the establishment media that Portland was either under siege by Trump supporters or that right-of-center media were exaggerating the whole thing. You know, a big right-wing conspiracy theory. And now we return to Maya Hem. As we reported yesterday, the far-left Washington Post has finally been forced to admit what has always been the truth. Things are now so bad in Democrat-run Portland. The far-left Washington Post has been forced to acknowledge not only how bad things are, but that the defund the police movement has proven to be a disaster. Gee, what a shock, left-wing anarchists are causing havoc. No shit, and black people are bearing a disproportionate brunt of the fallout, which is always the case with Democrats in charge. How bad are things downtown? Over the past year, Portland's Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler told the Post, the city has recorded an 85% decline in downtown foot traffic. The result has been economic despair and more crime. Over the spring, the Post adds, a mob of self-described anarchists, usually masked and dressed in black, has shattered windows at the Oregon Historical Society, at a Boys and Girls Club, at a public library, and at many small businesses, including some owned by black merchants. The lab leak reports are really something else. Here's just a small sample of the how desperate the media and big tech were to mislead and gaslight the public, all in an effort to protect the Democrats, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and their Chinese benefactors. Far left Gnal, Tom Cotton is playing a dangerous game with his coronavirus speculation. Far left Washington Post, Tom Cotton keeps repeating a coronavirus conspiracy theory that was already debunked. Far left Gnal, facts first, experts have dismissed Cotton's engineered bioweapon hypothesis but noted it's possible, yet unlikely, that the lab was connected to the start of the outbreak. Emphasis original. Far left Vox, conspiracy theories about the origins of the coronavirus, debunked. Far left Slate, that's because the rumors of a lab escape or a bioweapon stem from historical amnesia, a caricatured villain, and good old-fashioned racism. Fascist Facebook, since the start of the pandemic, until April 2021, more than 18 million pieces of content from Facebook and Instagram have been removed for violating the platform's policies on COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus-related misinformation. The company says it has labeled more than 167 million pieces of COVID-19 content in total, and are making accounts that discourage vaccines more difficult to find as part of its efforts. Far-left PolitiFact, Tucker Carlson guest airs debunked conspiracy theory that COVID-19 was created in a lab. Far-left Washington Post fact-checker Glenn Kessler. It is virtually impossible for this virus to jump from the lab. Keep in mind, this wasn't an honest mistake on the media's part or Facebook's part. These fascist serial liars knew exactly what they were doing. Knew there were plenty of experts who disagreed and were therefore either ignored or mocked. Knew there was always the possibility of a lab leak because common sense says so. The moral of the story is a simple one. Unless you enjoy being lied to, it is time to ignore the media. All the corporate media do is lie, mislead, and propagandize. And they do so about absolutely everything. There is just no reason to pay attention to them any longer, it's a waste of time and effort. We need to focus on original reporting and pushing the message out. The mainstream media are no longer mainstream. They are discredited and shameless liars looking only to troll and deceive. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.